Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. As the shadows lengthen and the world outside grows still, gather close and lend an ear. For tonight, we delve into the mysteries of time and the costs of curiosity. Remember, dear listener, some stories aren't just tales, they're warnings from the beyond. So, dim your lights, steady your heart, and let's journey together into the unknown. The town of Fairhaven wore the colors of autumn like a cherished old sweater. Golden leaves carpeted the cobblestone streets, a contrast to the warm amber glow of the streetlights. Wrought iron fences adorned with carved pumpkins guarded homes, their faces a spectrum of delight and fright. The setting sun cast long, creeping shadows across the town square, amplifying the buzz of anticipation in the crisp October air. Children ran about in capes and masks, their laughter echoing through the streets. Ghosts, witches, and goblins, it was impossible to tell where the lines of fantasy ended and reality began. Whispered tales of the unknown curled around every corner, growing with every telling. At the heart of these tales was Mrs. Grayson's antique store, a relic in itself. Its dark oak facade was untouched by time, windows clouded but still showcasing treasures from bygone eras. Few ventured in, but many speculated about the treasures and curses it held. Clara's footsteps echoed on the cobblestones as she walked with her friends. She was tall, with raven black hair cascading over a leather jacket, her stormy eyes revealing a spirit that questioned everything. "Are you really going to do it, Clara?" asked Sarah, a petite redhead with a penchant for all things mystical. "Do what? Walk into a dusty old store?" "Of course," Clara retorted, her voice dripping with a mixture of sarcasm and bravado. Jake, the jock of their group with broad shoulders and a mischievous grin, chuckled. "It's not just any store, Clara. Haven't you heard? Mrs. Grayson has something haunted in there. Rumors and ghost tales. It's all just a way to keep us entertained on a chilly evening," Clara replied, rolling her eyes. "You wouldn't say that if you'd been inside," Sarah whispered, her green eyes wide, hinting at secrets untold. As they neared the antique store, the lamplight flickered, casting an ethereal glow over its entrance. The bell above the door jingled softly as Clara pushed it open, its tone almost mournful. A rush of cold air greeted them, smelling of aged wood and mysteries. Inside, every surface was covered in artifacts. Porcelain dolls with eerily lifelike eyes sat next to aged books with cracked spines. Each item seemed to hold a piece of history, a story of its own. A low hum of whispered conversations filled the space, though it was unclear if the voices were from the living or remnants of the past. Mrs. Grayson emerged from behind a curtain. Her silver hair was piled high, her skin a map of wrinkles, each line a testament to her years. "What can I do for you, young ones?" she asked, her voice soft yet carrying an undeniable weight. Clara stepped forward, her confidence unwavering. "Heard you have something haunted in here," she said, her voice a challenge. Mrs. Grayson's eyes narrowed slightly, the corners of her mouth twitching into a smile that didn't quite reach her eyes. "Ah, rumors and tales. But be careful, Clara, for not all tales are mere fiction." With those cryptic words hanging in the air, Clara's journey into the heart of Fairhaven's mysteries had begun. The inside of the store felt like stepping into another time, where the modern world had no claim. Soft, amber light from antique chandeliers revealed walls lined with shelves filled to the brim. The delicate scent of old paper mixed with the musky aroma of age-old wood, making the atmosphere thick with memories. Sarah's fingers danced over an ornate brooch, its gemstones reflecting the dim light. "Everything in here feels like it's alive," she murmured, her voice filled with wonder. Jake, ever the playful one, picked up an old hand mirror, making faces as he gazed into its cloudy surface. "I think I look better in this one," he quipped. But Clara's attention wasn't on these items. She was drawn, as if by an unseen force, to a corner of the store where the light seemed to shy away. There, on a pedestal of obsidian, sat an hourglass. Its twin globes of glass were clear, but the sand within was as black as the night. Mrs. Grayson watched Clara, her blue eyes sharp as she began narrating the tales behind her collection. "That doll," she pointed to a porcelain figure with a delicate lace dress, "once belonged to a baroness who vanished without a trace. It's said her spirit still lingers with it." As Clara's friends listened, rapt by Mrs. Grayson's tales, Clara couldn't tear her eyes away from the hourglass. "What's the story behind this?" she finally asked, her voice betraying a hint of vulnerability. Mrs. Grayson's demeanor changed. The tales and the lightness in her voice faded, replaced by a grave seriousness. She approached the hourglass slowly, her fingers hovering over it but never touching. "This isn't just an artifact, dear," she began. "It's a relic of times and realms beyond our understanding." Sarah, Jake, and even Clara leaned in, sensing the weight of the tale about to be unveiled. "It's said that this hourglass has the power to show truths that might be better left unseen," Mrs. Grayson said, her voice low. "Many have been drawn to its allure, but not all stories have happy endings." Clara gulped, feeling a chill despite the warmth of the store. The weight of curiosity pressed on her. "What does it show?" she asked, her voice barely more than a whisper. Mrs. Grayson looked directly into Clara's eyes, searching for something. "It shows what one most desires to see, and sometimes, that which they fear the most." The silence that followed was broken only by the soft ticking of numerous clocks in the store. The hourglass, with its dark sands, sat there, an enigma waiting to be unraveled, its secrets guarded by the keeper of the store's relics. The night of the Halloween party was one of those perfect autumn evenings, where the sky was painted with hues of deep purples and oranges. Fairhaven's Community Hall, a grand Victorian building, was alive with energy, adorned with cobwebs, flickering jack-o'-lanterns, and a symphony of laughter and music. A band played lively tunes from the stage while teens danced, their costumes a blur of colors and creativity. Ghosts twirled with witches, and vampires shared punch with werewolves. Jake, dressed as a knight with shining armor, shared the tale of their visit to Mrs. Grayson's antique store with a group of friends, his voice animated. And then Clara, he emphasized her name with a dramatic pause, asked about the haunted hourglass. Sarah, in a flowing mermaid costume, chimed in, her voice hushed for effect. It's said to reveal truths one might not wish to see. A group of listeners exchanged glances, the air thick with curiosity and a tinge of fear. One of them, a tall boy named Alex, dressed as a phantom, raised an eyebrow. "Sounds like a challenge. Clara, think you're brave enough to turn it at midnight?" The question hung in the air, every eye turning to Clara, who stood defiantly, her raven black hair contrasting with her white ghostly attire. She hesitated for a mere second, thoughts of Mrs. Grayson's warnings flashing through her mind. But looking around, surrounded by youthful audacity, she straightened up. "Of course, I am," she declared, her voice firm. "It's just an old relic." Jake grinned, clapping her on the back. "That's the spirit. Midnight at Mrs. Grayson's. A Halloween to remember." As the hours ticked by, the party's exuberance continued, but whispers of the impending dare spread, casting an underlying current of suspense. Clara, bolstered by her friends and the atmosphere of the night, felt invincible. A legend of the hourglass seemed a distant, faint thing compared to the promise of proving herself and debunking myths. Yet, as the grand clock in the community hall neared midnight, and the group prepared to leave for their adventure, Clara felt a gnawing unease. The chimes of the clock seemed louder, each one echoing her decision to challenge the unknown. The night was unusually still as Clara and her group approached Mrs. Grayson's store. The soft glow of the streetlights cast elongated shadows on the cobblestones, and the distant hoot of an owl was the only sound that broke the silence. The old wooden door to the antique store groaned softly as Jake pushed it open. Inside, the dim glow from the chandeliers gave the store an eerie luminescence, making the artifact seem even more ancient and mysterious. All eyes were drawn to the corner where the hourglass sat, its dark sand untouched and still. Clara's heart raced, the weight of her decision pressing on her chest. She took a deep breath, attempting to exude confidence she didn't truly feel, and approached the pedestal. The onlookers held their breath as she delicately picked up the hourglass. It felt cool and heavy in her hand. She glanced at the clock hanging on the wall, a minute to midnight. She could feel every eye on her, every heartbeat in the room echoing her own. And then, as the clock began its chime, she turned the hourglass. The world seemed to blur and fade. The soft glow of the store was replaced by a stark, cold light. Clara's vision was filled with the cascading dark sand, each grain pulling her deeper into a vision. She was in a room, but not the store, cold and barren. The walls were gray and cracked, devoid of warmth. And there, in the center, stood a figure she knew all too well, herself. But this version was older, her skin pale and withered, her eyes void of the fiery spirit she was known for. In this version's grasp was the same hourglass, the sands flowing unceasingly. Clara tried to call out, to move, but her voice was trapped, her body immobile. She could only watch in horror as the words formed on the desolate wall. Curiosity traps the soul. Just as quickly as it began, the vision shattered. The warmth of the store returned, the familiar surroundings rushing back into focus. Clara stumbled, the hourglass slipping from her grip. Jake, quick on his feet, caught it before it crashed to the ground. The room was filled with a tense silence, broken only by Clara's ragged breathing. Her friends stared, a mix of concern and fear evident in their eyes. Clara's face was drained of color, her eyes wide with terror from the vision she'd witnessed. Sarah rushed to her side, steadying her. "Clara, talk to me. What did you see?" But Clara couldn't form the words, her mind still grappling with the haunting image of her future self, a prisoner to her own curiosity. All she could do was point shakily to the hourglass, its dark sands now settled, biding their time for the next soul brave or foolish enough to tempt fate. The first rays of dawn painted Fairhaven in a soft golden hue, but for Clara, the world felt altered. She stirred from her restless slumber, the sheets tangled around her as remnants of unsettling dreams clung to her consciousness. Pushing herself upright, her bones ached, and her muscles protested. A heavy fatigue weighed down on her, as if she had lived through a decade in a single night. Each movement felt like wading through thick mud, the vibrancy of her youth dulled. Clara's room, usually a sanctuary filled with warm memories and mementos of her adventures, now seemed distant and unfamiliar. She hesitated for a moment, then forced herself to approach the ornate mirror on her dresser. Her reflection was still that of an 18-year-old, the same stormy eyes and raven black hair. Yet, those eyes held a depth of weariness they shouldn't possess at her age. They were the eyes of someone who had peered into the abyss and had the abyss gaze back. She attempted to shake off the feeling, telling herself it was the aftermath of last night's scare, nothing more. Dressing for the day, she decided to head out, hoping the familiar streets of Fairhaven would restore some semblance of normalcy. But Fairhaven was not as she remembered it. The once vibrant town now felt subdued. The golden leaves appeared duller, the laughter of children less joyful. Shadows seemed to stretch longer, and a chill hung in the air, one that wasn't solely from the autumn breeze. Drawn inexplicably, Clara found herself in front of Mrs. Grayson's antique store. The once inviting facade now appeared aged and desolate. Taped to the inside of the window was a piece of aged parchment with the words "gone" indefinitely scrawled in elegant handwriting. A sinking feeling settled in Clara's stomach. The hourglass, the vision, and now this. The links were undeniable. She touched the window lightly, half expecting it to shatter, but it stood firm, the cold glass feeling almost like a barrier separating her from a world she once knew. Taking a deep breath, Clara stepped back, her resolve growing. She needed answers, and even if Mrs. Grayson was gone, there had to be someone in Fairhaven who could help her decipher the tangled web she'd become ensnared in. The autumn days in Fairhaven should have been filled with the thrill of the approaching winter and the merriment of the holiday season. But for Clara, each day felt like a race against time, a race she was losing. Every morning, she'd awaken drenched in sweat, the echoes of haunting dreams still ringing in her ears. Visions of endless corridors, of sand dunes that swallowed her whole, and a relentless ticking, like a clock counting down to an unknown end, haunted her nights. At school, Clara tried to keep up a facade of normalcy, but her friends noticed the shadows under her eyes, the pallor of her skin. Her once sharp wit was now dulled, and the fire in her eyes seemed to have been replaced by a haunting emptiness. One morning, as she splashed water on her face in an attempt to wake from the haze, her heart stopped. The reflection staring back at her was that of the older, withered Clara she'd seen in her vision. Her fingers traced the lines on her face, the sag of her cheeks, the weary eyes. Just as suddenly, her youthful reflection returned, but the damage was done. The hourglass's curse was manifesting, and she was its prisoner. Desperate, Clara decided to seek knowledge where she often found solace during simpler times, the school library. Nestled among ancient texts and musty pages was Mr. Hawthorne, the librarian. An older gentleman with salt and pepper hair, Mr. Hawthorne was known to be a reservoir of information, especially about Fairhaven's intricate history and legends. Clara approached him hesitantly. "Mr. Hawthorne, do you have a moment?" she began, her voice quivering. He looked up, his spectacles reflecting the overhead lights. "Of course, Clara. What can I assist you with?" She took a deep breath, spilling out the tale of the hourglass, her vision, and the changes she was experiencing. As she spoke, Mr. Hawthorne's face turned from one of casual interest to deep concern. Once she finished, he leaned back in his chair, stroking his chin thoughtfully. A haunting hourglass, he mused. I've come across mentions of it in old town records, but I always believed it was a mere fable. Clara leaned forward, desperation evident in her voice. Please, Mr. Hawthorne, I need to find a way to break this curse. He nodded slowly, determination settling on his features. Very well. We have our work cut out for us. Let's delve into the depths of Fairhaven's legends. There's bound to be something, some hint or clue to help you. With that, the duo began their quest for knowledge, hoping to find a solution before Clara's time ran out. The Fairhaven School Library, a sprawling domain of wooden shelves and leather-bound tomes, turned into a haven of discovery for Clara and Mr. Hawthorne. Dust particles danced in the streams of sunlight that filtered through the tall windows as the two delved into ancient texts and manuscripts. Among the yellowed pages of a particularly old ledger, Mr. Hawthorne's finger traced lines of handwritten script. Here, he whispered, records of others who've come into contact with the hourglass. Clara peered over, reading accounts of individuals who had experienced rapid aging, their lives consumed by the relentless passage of time. Names and stories of those who dared to challenge the hourglass-filled pages, each tale ending in sorrow. But it was a faded journal, its cover embossed with the emblem of an hourglass, that held the key to their quest. The journal told the tale of a time sorcerer, Alaric, who once lived in Fairhaven. Gifted with the power to manipulate time, he had offered his skills to benefit the town. However, greed and envy took root, leading the town's ancestors to betray Alaric, binding him and robbing him of his powers. Enraged and heartbroken, Alaric channeled the remnants of his power into creating the hourglass. It wasn't just a tool of foresight, but a trap, a curse for those whose curiosity got the better of them. Mr. Hawthorne adjusted his glasses, his voice heavy with realization. The hourglass doesn't just show the future, Clara. It binds the soul, trapping it in a temporal loop. Alaric's revenge was ensuring that others felt his eternal imprisonment. Clara's hands trembled. So, untrapped forever. Not necessarily, Mr. Hawthorne replied, pointing to a passage detailing a ritual. It speaks of a way to confront the trapped souls in Alaric's spirit. It's a chance, albeit a perilous one, to break the curse. Clara read the ritual's details, which called for a circle of salt, candles representing the phases of the moon, and a chant invoking the spirits of the hourglass. The most daunting part was the confrontation with Alaric's spirit, a test of wills where Clara would have to persuade or appease the vengeful sorcerer. Gathering the required items, they decided to perform the ritual in the library, the very epicenter of their discovery. As night cloaked Fairhaven in darkness, Clara stood in the salt circle, surrounded by candles flickering in the still air. Mr. Hawthorne began the chant, his voice echoing with an authority that seemed otherworldly. The room grew colder, and a hush descended. Shadows seemed to twist and turn, forming ghostly apparitions. One by one, figures appeared around Clara, their faces reflecting the same aged weariness she'd seen in her visions. They were the trapped souls, their eyes pleading for release. And then, a more formidable figure materialized, his presence dominating the room. Alaric, the time sorcerer, his eyes a storm of anger and sadness, faced Clara, the latest victim of his age-old vengeance. Their confrontation had begun. As October wore on, Fairhaven was once again bathed in the eerie glow of jack-o'-lanterns, the streets echoing with whispered tales and laughter. But for Clara, this Halloween held a significance far beyond costumes and candy. It was her chance at redemption, a night where she would confront the spirits bound by the hourglass. The school library, with its towering bookshelves and ancient tomes, was chosen as the venue for the ritual. It was a place of knowledge, a bridge between the past and the present. As the clock's hands inched closer to midnight, Clara and Mr. Hawthorne made their preparations. A circle of salt was drawn, with candles placed at strategic points, their flames casting long, flickering shadows. Mr. Hawthorne, dressed in a ceremonial robe, began the incantation. His voice, deep and resonant, filled the room, summoning the spirits of those ensnared by the hourglass. One by one, ethereal figures began to materialize within the circle. Each spirit bore the mark of time's relentless passage, their visages aged and wearied. They whispered their tales, stories of ambition and curiosity that led them to the hourglass, and their subsequent entrapment in its temporal snare. A young soldier, his uniform tattered, spoke of how he wished to see the outcome of a battle, only to find himself trapped in an unending loop of war and despair. A mother, her dress from a bygone era, tearfully recounted how she had hoped to glimpse her children's futures, but instead found herself severed from them, her soul imprisoned. As each spirit shared their regret, the atmosphere grew heavy with sorrow. But this was merely the prelude to the main confrontation. The room's temperature dropped suddenly, the candles flickering erratically. A powerful presence was manifesting. Alaric, the time sorcerer, stood before Clara, his form more tangible than the other spirits, his eyes filled with centuries of rage and bitterness. "You dare summon me?" His voice was a cold whisper, echoing around the room. Clara, taking a deep breath and summoning all her courage, replied, "I seek to end this curse, to free these souls and myself from your hourglass." Alaric's laughter was chilling. "You wish to break the chains forged by betrayal. What do you offer in return?" The room was tense, the spirits watching with bated breath. Clara, guided by Mr. Hawthorne's earlier counsel, said, "I offer acknowledgement of the town's wrongdoing and a promise to remember, to ensure your tale and the consequences of betrayal are never forgotten." Alaric considered this, his malevolent demeanor softening ever so slightly. A memory in place of freedom. An interesting proposition. The room was still, the very fabric of time seeming to hang in the balance. The Night of Souls had reached its pivotal moment. The oppressive weight in the room was almost tangible as Clara faced the vengeful spirit of Alaric. The other apparitions watched silently, their fate interwoven with Clara's choices. With a deep breath, Clara stepped closer to the sorcerer's spectral form, her voice steady despite the fear coursing through her veins. "Alaric, I offer my soul willingly in exchange for the freedom of those you've ensnared. Their torment has lasted long enough." A murmur of shock rippled through the gathered spirits. Mr. Hawthorne's eyes widened, but he remained silent, trusting Clara's judgment. Alaric tilted his head, his ghostly features twisting into an expression of genuine curiosity. "A noble gesture, young one. But why sacrifice so much for souls you've never known?" Clara's response was immediate. "Because it's the right thing to do. They, like you, have suffered enough. It's time for healing, not more pain." A long silence followed. Then Alaric, in a voice devoid of its earlier malice, made his proposition. "I have an alternative, Clara. If you can resist the temptation to turn the hourglass for an entire year, I'll release every trapped soul, including yours. But if you yield to curiosity, your soul will be mine immediately." A gasp echoed through the room. The challenge was clear, a test of willpower and determination against the backdrop of a tantalizing mystery. Mr. Hawthorne stepped forward, his protective nature evident. "And if she agrees, will you vow, on your powers as a time sorcerer, to honor this deal?" Alaric's nod was slow but deliberate. "I swear it." Clara, her heart pounding, accepted the challenge. "Very well. I agree to your terms." With a gesture from Alaric, the hourglass appeared before her, its dark sand still, awaiting the next turn. The terms of their deal hung heavy in the air, an unbreakable pact forged in hope and desperation. The spirits began to fade, their forms growing translucent, their eyes filled with a mix of gratitude and anticipation. Alaric, too, started to dissipate, but not before locking eyes with Clara one last time. His gaze held a depth of emotion, a glimpse of the man he once was before vengeance consumed him. The room brightened, the oppressive atmosphere lifting. Clara, hourglass in hand, looked to the future, determined to save not just her soul, but those of countless others, from the binds of time's cruel snare. The seasons changed in Fairhaven, but for Clara, time seemed to have taken on a different essence. Winter's chill gave way to spring's bloom, which in turn bowed to the golden embrace of summer. Yet, throughout it all, the shadow of the hourglass loomed over her. She had locked it away, placing it in the darkest corner of her attic, hoping to stave off the temptations. But its call was relentless. Whispers beckoned her in quiet moments, urging her to turn it, to see beyond the veil of time once more. Her days were marred by exhaustion, the weight of her decision wearing heavily on her. Her once radiant skin grew pale, and her vibrant eyes dimmed. Yet, amidst the physical toll, her spirit remained unyielding. Friends, unaware of the true nature of her ordeal, grew concerned. Sarah and Jake often visited, their presence a comforting balm. Yet, the allure of the hourglass remained, a siren song playing in the recesses of her mind. Days turned into weeks, weeks into months. The challenges grew as Halloween approached. Dreams of the hourglass, of Alaric, of trapped souls crying out for freedom, plagued her nights, blurring the lines between reality and illusion. And then, the night arrived. Halloween in Fairhaven was a grand affair, the town square alight with festivities. Children dressed in a myriad of costumes roamed the streets, their laughter a testament to the town's joyous spirit. But Clara had a different agenda. She ascended the creaky stairs to her attic, each step echoing the beats of her heart. There, on an old wooden table, lay the hourglass, as enigmatic as ever. Its dark sands seemed to beckon her, the pole almost magnetic. She reached out, her fingers trembling, hovering mere inches from the artifact. Memories of the vision, of her aged reflection, surged forth. But so did memories of her promise, of the souls she had vowed to free. The town's grand clock began its chime, the sound reverberating through the night. Clara's resolve hardened. With a deep breath, she withdrew her hand. As the 12th chime rang out, a brilliant light emanated from the hourglass. Cracks appeared on its surface, and with a sound like the breaking of chains, it shattered into a million pieces. A rush of wind blew through the attic, carrying with it whispers of gratitude from souls long trapped. Clara felt a weight lift from her, though when she looked into a nearby mirror, the signs of aging remained. Her youthful appearance might have dimmed, but her spirit shone brighter than ever. In that profound moment, Clara truly understood the cost of curiosity and the price of redemption. She had been tested, had faced the abyss, and had emerged not unscathed, but undeniably free. And so, as the sands of our story settle, we're reminded of the profound weight of choices and the haunting specters of regret. Thank you for joining us on this eerie journey through our scary stories. Remember, when the world grows silent and shadows dance, there's always a story waiting in the darkness. Until next time, dear listeners, keep your curiosity in check and always respect the tales of old. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.